Paul, game three, what are you hoping to see for your group as you try to see the progression as camp rolls along here?
We're still in that process of learning about some players, what they can do, but now, that's still the focus for tonight and in many, and then tighten things up in the last three. So really still looking at the individual, what he's good at, what he can do, and as we move forward here and teams will become a little bit more veteran-laden, and as we do that, can they do it against better and better players?
Do you have an update on some of your injured guys? I know some of them skated today. And is Anthony Peluso one of the guys that's hurt?
So they're all in the IR skate, what we call it, the IR skate right now. Bufflin, Myers, Peluso, Postma will all skate right now. We believe that Kostelec and McWilliam may well be available for the game against Mini. Little and Ladd will probably be available. We want to get them some practice days in. I'm not sure I'm going to put them into that until we get a few practices out of them together, but we would expect they would be ready.
Has Brian's injury impacted your plan to try him on the wing?
It's given us less time to look at it, but we'll look at another line in here today with Perreault, Lowry, and Ehlers, and that may... you know, give us an answer on whether we need to spend some time looking at Lowry with Little on the wing, or if we like it, we can look at Little Lowry or Little Ladd and Burmistroff as a group, and you'll see that in practice the next 3 days.
Are you planning on going the whole way with Andre, barring some unforeseen circumstances?
We make an assessment after two periods, mostly on work volume, on how much work he's had. You know, if he's real busy through two, and then I wouldn't mind Connor and Hellebuck and Comrie. I have no problem getting him back into the end of another game.
Could Little and or Ladd go through the preseason and not play?
No, our expectation is that they'll play either Mini and two of the last three or the last three.
Looks like you're putting Andrew Kopp back in again tonight,
yeah.
Three in a row. Does that tell us anything?
Well, experience, you know, the center ice is a unique position more so than the other two forward positions, because that's the place that you have to make a lot of reads. The wingers don't have to make nearly as many reads during the course of a game. They're in on the forecheck a little bit earlier. They find their D in their own end, you know, but the centerman, the switch offs. Different alignments on faceoffs. We would try to get him as many reps as we can in the middle.
Paul, you've seen the success last year with implementing the style of play that this team adopted. And when you look at a guy like Nick Petan, how do you, and you mentioned this before about physicality, not everyone varies in physicality. How does a guy like Nick Petan need to adjust his style of play in order to fit a style of game that you've implemented?
So we'll look at Matty Perreault in that. He's not a real big guy, but a very, very skilled guy. And he's one of our most intense and almost jet-like, if you will, players, right? He's on that puck, and he doesn't play a perimeter game. And then that's what we ask of those guys. How they get their job done we're not cutting the team to look. We only want big guys that can crush people. We want people that can get the job, get the puck. And the size of you doesn't matter. We're going to look at Nick on the wing here tonight, a little different positional change for him. Again, different reads. He's had the puck on his stick. He's been good. His center ice reads have been very good. But we want to see him on the wing because there may be more opportunity there when we shake our team down. And then we've got an awful lot of guys, especially after that Edmonton game, that are competing for those jobs, probably more than I thought coming into camp, that have earned the right to get the ice time to compete for those jobs. There just won't be enough games for us to do it. So I wanted to see Nick on the wing right from the start, from even going back to last year. He knows he's played it in the World Junior Championship competition, so he's got some high-level experience there. I'd like to see him in the NHL in that position. At the end of the day, if you're on the puck and you're competing as hard as you can, then you can play for us. You don't. And the fact that we have other men that are so big and so physical, we actually have more room for the smaller skilled player because we've got enough meat in the other parts of our lineup.
this is just an extension of that, but what is he capable of? Obviously, in junior, he's a top-line player.
Yeah.
Can you use him right up and down this lineup, potentially?
Potentially. So down the road, we don't know the answer of where he finishes, right? So if we just started from a wing idea, he can move as far up the lineup depending on the structure of those other lines. So could he play with Scheifele and Wheeler? Well, very possibly. That's all the size and speed that you need on that line. You don't need three guys that look the same. That's what Stafford does there now. He's got real good hands. He's not the fastest guy, but he's really smart and he moves the puck really well. So I don't know is the answer. It's too hard to look down the road. His skill set is good enough, right? So you know that by watching him practice. He makes the plays. And he doesn't make those plays with little regard to the risk in making the play. He's not going out and trying 10 high-risk plays, making two, and we're saying, hey, he can make those plays. He's got that pass that he made up the middle to Raffle the other night. That's you got to have great vision to find that pass. So that's there. Speed, quickness, read decisions, those will be the things that will decide where he ends up.
So just so I'm sure I understand what you're saying, because you were talking about his size before and how great size means there's more room for him. His size doesn't preclude him from playing a third or fourth line role on this team.
No, I don't think so now. The game certainly has changed. We have enough size. So size for me, Nick, size is not an issue, right? If you're that size and you don't skate and you don't move the puck, there's a problem, but there aren't any of those guys in the league, so you're not breaking the mold here. So I don't, when I look at him, I'm not saying, geez, I don't know he can play with it because of his size. It's not a factor. We do have a bit of a luxury here that we can say that about any of the smaller players. We've got enough big men that we can't worry about our whole team and say, geez, we'd like to have Nick here, but we got too many guys like him.